This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and this episode will be going live very close to the start of a new year, 2016, and I want to keep this episode short because I'm going to suggest that you listen to it repeatedly. I want this episode to be your anthem for the new year. I want this episode to be the catalyst for a different kind of year in 2016 than you're used to. I mean, for how many years have you struggled with your weight? I know for me, like infinite, forever, right? For how many years have you felt like you don't have control over your relationship with food, over your food choices? For how many years have you made exceptions and excuses and regretted it later? It doesn't have to be that way for another year. This episode will be your anthem for changing all of that, for transforming your body, for being 100% in control of your relationship with food and your food choices, for being true to your word, for not repeatedly making the same promise to eat better and then giving in at the first sign of struggle or temptation or frustration. And, you know, some of this episode might be a little tough, and some of you might get a little uncomfortable. And you know what? It is a little tough. And the reason it's a little tough is because I want you to stop struggling. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel free from the mental confines of constantly wishing for something different, constantly hoping and trying for change. I want you to succeed. And so if my tough, direct, daily motivator message is helpful, good. If it stings enough to help you stay in the moment in the face of your next temptation, good. And, you know, just because of the time of year, I think, although I get these all year long, I've been getting a lot of emails lately from people who are frustrated, from people who aren't getting results and saying, I'm just not motivated. How can I get back on track? How can I stay focused? How can I get motivated? And I've done a lot of episodes on specific mindset strategies to help you with focus and motivation. And I know they're working for a lot of people, but there are many of you who still feel stuck. And here's my primary message. Do it anyway. Stop waiting to feel motivated. Seriously, when you wake up and are not motivated to eat a fat loss friendly breakfast, when you wake up and you'd rather have a bagel, do it anyway. Eat the fat loss breakfast anyway. I mean, if we think about it, what happens on the many, many days when you wake up and you don't feel like going to work? You go anyway. What happens when you just don't feel like dealing with the huge pile of laundry that you've been avoiding? You have to do it anyway. What would you tell your kids when they say they don't feel like doing their homework? Do it anyway. You know, if you only do things when you feel like it, when you feel motivated, you'd never get anything done. You brush your teeth even though you don't particularly feel like jazzed up and motivated and focused. You do it anyway. And let me ask you a question. And this is one of these things that might sting a little bit, but I think that don't just hear the words I'm saying, but really think about them as they apply to your life. What would happen if you applied your food strategy or your weight loss strategy or lack thereof? What would happen if you applied that same strategy you use with food and weight loss to your work, to parenting, to any other area of your life, right? What would happen if when you just didn't feel like making dinner for your kids, you didn't? If you didn't want to change a diaper, you didn't. if you would rather go out with your friends than stay home with your kids and put them to bed, so you leave the kids? What if you waited to care for your children until you felt motivated? What if you waited to go to work until you felt really motivated? Do it anyway. More often than not, motivation is fueled by results. So you can't even get to that point until you start doing it anyway. But even then, even when you're seeing results, you often will not feel like doing the work. And there's, you know, with the internet, there's so much glamorization of clean eating and working out that I think a lot of people get the impression that the people who do that, consistently eat clean, consistently work out, they just really feel like it all the time. They just love getting to the gym and they just love saying no to pizza and ice cream and saying yes to whatever else. And I'm sorry, that's not true. They do it anyway because they understand that that's what it takes to get results. And that's true in your career, it's true in your relationships, it's true in parenting, it's true in education, and it's certainly true for food and fitness and fat loss. That is why I talk so often about building habits. Picking just one healthy habit, like fat loss breakfast or having your carbs at night, and doing that one thing every day until it is a habit. Because we don't have to psych ourselves up to get up and go to work. Like, we don't have to put on some special song that motivates us to go to work. We do it because we know we need to, and it's a habit, and we're just used to it, and we do it anyway. We do it when we want to, we do it when we don't. We do it when we're tired, we do it when we're not tired. We just do it because it is a habit. We don't have to psych ourselves up and wait to be motivated to take a shower. We do it because we know we need to, it's a habit, and we're gonna do it anyway. And if you are waiting until you feel like it, if you are waiting until you find out this key to motivation, you're going to be waiting forever. You're going to be in the exact same position going into 2017 and 2018 and 2019, and you're going to be wasting so much energy and surrendering tremendous quality of life waiting. The key to crushing your goals and transforming your body and your health and your energy and your relationship with food is to do it anyway. And again, guys, this does not mean doing all the things. I am telling you to just pick one thing. Chances are the motivation will come with results, but not always. I mean, I've shared with you guys before. Most days, I don't want to go to the gym. Most days, even when I get there, I don't feel like it. I would rather be at home. When I see my workout on the board, I'm not like, oh, yes, I can't wait to push myself and sweat and feel miserable. No, but I do it anyway because it is my habit. It is what I do when I want to, when I don't, when I'm tired, when I'm not, when I'm sore, when I feel good. I don't want to do it, but I do, right? When my alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning, most days I don't want to get up. I would rather sleep, but I do it anyway because that is where my results come from. It is my ritual and it has become my habit. I don't want to dive into work at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? I'd rather lay on the couch with coffee and watch the news. And if I waited until those days where I feel like working at 5 a.m., it's hit or miss. It might happen a couple of days a week. I do it anyway, whether I want to or not. One thing until it is a habit. And then you don't have to fight it anymore. You just go through the motions. Doesn't mean you always feel like it, but you do the work. Whatever it is, do it, eat it, just for this moment, get it done. Pick one thing. Resist the urge to do all the things. You cannot possibly establish 16 habits at once. You will exhaust yourself. It will not work. You've done this before and you know it to be true. Pick one thing. Decide you're gonna do it every day without exception. Don't wanna do it? Do it anyway. Don't have time to do it? Do it anyway. Don't feel well? Do it anyway. Exhausted? Do it anyway. Stressed and emotional? Do it anyway. That right there is the golden ticket to your goals. And some of you are going to walk right past it. And you're going to keep on waiting for somebody else to give you the magical food or the magical meal plan or the magical words that are going to make you super motivated every day for the rest of your life. You'll be waiting forever. Don't be that guy. That guy will still be searching for somebody else's plan heading into 2017. Grab a hold of your one thing and just do it without the mental debate of should I, shouldn't I, I'm kind of tired, I could do it later, I'll start tomorrow. No, do it every single day, just one thing. Maybe your one thing is a fat loss breakfast every single day. Doesn't matter what the rest of the day brings, but every single day you have your fat loss breakfast. And if you don't know what that means, if you're new to the show and you don't know what I mean by that, don't worry. I've done several episodes on that, and I will link to them on the show notes for this episode on primalpotential.com. Maybe your one thing is carbs at night. And no matter what the rest of the day brings, that is your commitment. Come temptation, fatigue, stress, schedules, money, time, you have your carbs at night. Not at any other time, but at night. And if you don't know what that means or why that's important, I hear you. Don't let that stop you. I have the answers for that, and I will link to them in the show notes for this episode. Maybe your one thing is getting more sleep because you really lack focus when you're not rested. And if you don't know what sleep has to do with fat loss, don't worry about it. I'm going to link to that in the show notes on primalpotential.com. It doesn't matter what your one thing is. What matters is that you do it every single day without exception, without excuses, period. The key to your results is not motivation. The key to your results is habit. You have to habitualize and ritualize these things. I don't wake up and debate every morning like, oh, what am I going to do for breakfast? I really kind of feel like a biscuit, but I know I should have bacon and eggs. No, I don't do that because it's a habit. I have a breakfast ritual. I follow the ritual. But initially, it was just a decision. This is what I do, whether I want to or not, period. I don't sit and wonder, should I go to the gym today? I mean, I could probably go tomorrow. Should I go? I'm tired. I have a million things going on. I'll start tomorrow. Nope. It is a habit that I built one thing at a time. I have a ritual. I go to the gym at the same time every day. I go when I want to go. More often, it's going when I don't want to go. It is a habit. It is a ritual. I never regret it after it's done. This approach that you take with food and weight loss of kind of doing it when you feel like it, which isn't very frequently, and then when you don't feel like it, talking yourself into something else that sounds better, that approach would wreck any other area of your life. Enough of it. And I'm not saying put down all your treats. I'm not saying, hear me, ready? I need you to hear me on this, because if you're rolling your eyes and you're thinking, I just can't. I am not saying surrender all your treats and live a life of chicken breast and broccoli. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying pick one thing, one, that is going to move you in the direction of your goals and do it every single day without exception. Do it when you want to, do it when you don't, do the work. When it is effortless. And that might take 4 weeks. It might take 4 months. It might take 2 weeks. Who knows? When it is effortless, when you feel like it is your new normal, it is a habit, it is a ritual, pick a new thing. Keep doing that old thing that is a habit and add on a new thing. Decide this year you are going to focus on your journey and your body instead of everybody else's. You are going to, one habit at a time, create your simple plan instead of searching for somebody else's. You're going to execute your one thing every day, when you want to and when you don't, when you're tired and when you're not, when you have time and when you don't, you're just going to do it. Your one thing. That is the key to getting everything you want in 2016. The only question is, are you going to do it? Or are you going to stay in the same cycle of, I'll do it when it's easy, I'll do it when I feel like it, I'll do it when there's not another better offer on the table. Do it anyway. I know what is on the other side of this for you. I know because I've been there. I know because I've been obsessed with weight loss. I've felt miserable about my body. I've been depressed and mentally obsessed with the should I, shouldn't I. Let it go. Pick your one thing and do it every single day without exception. This is the key to an amazing 2016. This is the key to every goal you have. I really hope that you will put this into practice. And if you feel stuck, I hope you'll email me. I want to be a part of this with you. But I can't be a part of this with you if you decide that you're only going to do it when you're motivated, that you're only going to do it when you feel like it, that you're only going to do it when there's not another option on the table, a better option, a more appealing option, an option that you feel more like in the moment. Do this. This is the key to creating everything you want in 2016. All right, let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. What did I eat yesterday? I'm sort of on a roll here. What did I eat yesterday? Okay, after my workout, I had standard fare, a big bowl of raw shredded cabbage with bacon and eggs, and I didn't have any avocado, and that made me sad. I missed it. And then somebody sent me almonds in the mail. Ah, the almonds, me and the almonds. So lunch was almonds, lunch and snacks, almonds until I threw them away. And then, interestingly enough, I very specifically wanted pizza for dinner. Like, I want those things too. But I stuck to my one thing and I didn't. I didn't indulge my lack of motivation in the moment. I made a big plate of Brussels sprouts and I had a large chicken breast and a bottle of lemon cayenne kombucha. So anyway, I hope you guys have a happy and safe New Year's Eve. Be safe, be well, and decide to do your one thing. Whether you want to or you don't, just do it. See you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.